For more than a week, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont have been encouraging travel around northern New England as a step toward reviving their tourism-dependent economies suppressed by the pandemic. But as Fred Bever reports, where exactly you hail from can make a big difference in your ability to move freely about.
Last week, Maine Governor Janet Mills threw open the doors for New Hampshire and Vermont residents to visit and stay in Maine without any sort of quarantine.
As you look at the data, the three states have similar health outcomes.
Heather Johnson is Maine's Commissioner of Economic and Community Development. With case rates that have generally been much lower than urban areas in New England, and with daily case rates declining in all three states since mid-May, Johnson says it made sense for Maine to revise the rules.
Once you get outside of the three states, it's a pretty big difference. And so it became clear that that was a logical breakpoint.
Unlike Maine, New Hampshire isn't making distinctions among travelers from northern or southern New England or anywhere else. Mike Summers is president of the New Hampshire Lodging and Restaurant Association.
The current policy is that New Hampshire residents are welcome to move about the state freely, stay in lodging properties, etc. Out-of-state visitors are required to essentially attest that they have been isolated at home for 14 days.
Lodging operators are asked to get guests to sign a document attesting that they've met the standard and don't have any symptoms.
It certainly presents challenges, don't get me wrong. I think that, this time of year, all of us northern New Englanders certainly enjoy having, out-of-state visitors. It's a big part of our local economies. And so these businesses are legitimately trying to figure out ways to navigate this.
That makes New Hampshire hotel and campground operators the envy of some of their counterparts in Maine, where most out-of-state visitors are barred until the very end of this month. Tina Hewitt-Gordon is the general manager of Kennebunkport's seaside Nonantum Inn. She says every time the state adjusts its travel rules, southern Maine sees a rash of cancellations.
And the long-term effect is just devastating, because then what happens next year when they go to make their travel reservations, they say, hey, wait a minute, we really had a great time in New Hampshire. Let's not go to Maine anymore. Let's go to New Hampshire.
Hewitt-Gordon is also steamed that Massachusetts, where COVID-19's statewide toll has been monstrous compared to Maine's, is asking lodgings there for less. Everybody, she says, is fleeing for Cape Cod.
They have no enforcement. They're required to advise people that they need to quarantine for 14 days. They don't have to have any kind of compliance form. They have none of those restrictions. Chatham Bars Inn booked 4,300 room nights in the last 21 days.
It's actually grown, actually. We've booked just under 6,000 room nights in the last 28 days. 6,000.
Gary Thulander is managing director of the Chatham Bars Inn on Cape Cod, where he says there's been a surge in bookings since Massachusetts opened hotels back up on June 5th. Competing resort towns, he points out, have more restrictive rules.
Us having an advisory versus a mandatory, unfortunately, puts other states at a disadvantage. I mean, I've talked to some of my peers in those states, and they are very nervous. They have very little room nights on the books, and I feel pretty badly for them, to be honest with you.
Vermont, meanwhile, is taking the most targeted approach among the New England states. Travelers from counties in New England and New York, where infection rates are below 400 cases per million, are free to visit Vermont without restriction. But those from counties where infection rates are higher must follow specific quarantine or testing rules. Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation publishes an interactive, color-coded map that shows infection rates by county in the entire region. Mike Pichek is its commissioner.
Just like Maine, Vermont is a big tourist destination. So we thought by sort of going at a more granular county-by-county level, we could open up our map more fully and actually welcome more people in and do that sort of in a safe manner.
Hoteliers in Vermont have complained that all but one of Massachusetts counties are so-called quarantine counties. That's where there are more than the 400 cases per million cutoff, as is the case in most of New York State below Albany. But Pichek says that since the rule was adopted 2 weeks ago, the number of non-Vermonters who could travel to the Green Mountains with no restrictions grew from 3.6 million to 4.6 million. He acknowledges that the potpourri of travel policies around the region can seem frustratingly arbitrary.
One of the outcomes of limited federal leadership is that states are well positioned to create policy for themselves. But then when you start looking at how do these policies interplay with each other in a region, it can get very complicated.
Maine Economic and Community Development Commissioner Heather Johnson says state officials did consider an approach that would attempt to sort out visitors from low or high caseload areas. They opted instead for what seemed simpler rules for industry to follow. But she adds that as the effort to reopen continues, they continue to examine all options. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can see Vermont's clickable map of the region's COVID infection rates county by county at our website, mainepublic.org.